This program, as we start hour number three on a Friday, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Third hour, last hour of the week's going to be a busy one. Next segment, the head basketball coach at Texas Tech, Chris Beard, will be joining us. Bottom of the hour, Alvin's iconic week that was. Meantime, I've got phone lines which are open for you. 1-800-636-8686. I mentioned at the end of the hour, you know what? Why don't you submit questions for James Kelly? James Kelly may come in here and read those questions. Or you can submit questions for James Kelly, the flight deck, and I will read them. He's too busy trying to figure out who he wants to bet on for the Masters. In tourney. At Hitman Canadian tweets, James, since your forehead influences gravitational pull, how do you decide which side of the pillow to sleep on? And does tossing and turning cause typhoons? You want to take a shot at that? No, he's going to defer. At Captain Crook, 920 tweets, does James Kelly's forehead have a monthly price? Billboards that big are never free. Johnny Scabs, Rome, can you ask James Kelly if he gets paid to help the ships come into the bay when it's too foggy? Yeah, I could, but I won't. Anybody else? Submit your questions at Jim Rome. The flight deck. Dude, would stand a reason with a head that big. He's got a big brain. Smartest guy in the room. Sure, any room he walks into, he's got the biggest head in the room, but he's the smartest guy in every single room he walks into. Meantime, I've got Chris Beard coming up in about 15 minutes. Let's go back to the NFL draft. The first round of the draft, April 25th in Nashville. That means it's 2 weeks from today. And we'll be talking about the Raiders and what they did with their three first-round picks. Except John Gruden, he's not waiting. He's already doing work. And by doing work, I mean covering his ass. He told his GM, Mike Mayock, quote, "Don't mess it up, dude. I took a lot of slings to get you three first-round picks." End quote. Hey-o! My man is hilarious. What a hilarious piece of advice. Chunk is the absolute best. What a beauty. Dude is a gem. What a card. Making light of the fact that the Raiders went through a brutal season and the beating his rep took in the process. For a quick recap, in case you forgot why they have three first-round picks. The reason they have three first-round picks, they've got the 27th pick because they got that when they sent Amari Cooper to the Dallas Cowboys. For the record, the 24-year-old Cooper looked completely lost in John Gruden's offense. He had 280 yards in six games under Gruden, and trading him looked like the best thing that Gruden did. It looked like the biggest win of the season for John Gruden. That is, until Cooper got to Dallas, and then Amari had one monster game after another, including one with 180 yards and two TDs, and then he chased that with a 217-yard, three-touchdown performance 2 games later. So that's why Oakland has the 27th pick, because they sent Cooper to Dallas, and he practically single-handedly saved their season and almost assuredly Jason Garrett's job. They've also got the 24th pick. Of course, they got that when they traded future Hall of Famer, team captain, and face of the franchise, Khalil Mack, to Chicago before the season. Yet, whatever. All Mack did was have 12.5 sacks, a career-high 6 fumbles, and he turned a good Bears defense into a great Bears defense and made them a Super Bowl contender.
Khalil Mack didn't want to play here.
Right. Yeah, whatever. It's not like Oakland missed Mack. That pass rush was just fine without Mack, right? Oakland, as a team, had 13 sacks last season. As a team. Again, Mack, as a single player had 12 and a half. They had 13 sacks as a team, and Mac had 12 and a half by himself. But then again, hindsight is 50-50. Right, John?
Hindsight, 50-50.
So that's why they have the 27th pick, and that's why they have the 24th pick, because Gruden traded for them. A couple impact guys. One Hall of Famer and one impact guy. And they also have the 4th pick. And they have the 4th pick because they sucked. They have 2 picks because Gruden traded them, and 1 because Gruden coached them. And now he's telling Mayock, don't mess it up, dude. That part is so good. They're in this situation because of Gruden, and he's telling Mike Mayock, don't mess it up. But the next part's even better. Quote, don't mess it up, dude. I took a lot of slings to get you 3 first-round picks. End quote. I took a ton of heat to get you those picks. Translation, I look like an idiot for how we got those 2 extra picks. So please, bail me out. Come on, man. I need you to pick me up. Pick me up, Mike. I need it badly. Even though none of this was your fault, Mike, and you were not here for any of it, pick me up and make it look like I have a plan. And you know what else? You know what else there is in that line to Mayock, aside from it being hilarious? The implied criticism that's going to come afterwards if Mike Mayock does mess it up, dude. Because Gruden is already distancing himself from the draft. The guy who wanted nothing more than to get as many picks as possible is already passing any blame that might come as a result of bad picks. You know, that great zinger? It's not about Gruden being humble or self-deprecating. That's about Gruden pointing the finger and covering his ass and owning nothing at all. It's incredible and so on brand. Gruden is still busy washing Reggie McKenzie's blood off of his tires after repeatedly throwing the previous GM under the bus and backing over him. And he's already preparing to do it with the new guy. I mean, that's pretty brass. One thing to pass the buck, another to pass the buck before it even arrives. If the 3 draft picks are panned or they don't work out, you know that Gruden is going to be the first one to say, hey, I just coach the team. I don't make the picks. I just coach the team, which is a lie. Everybody knows where the real power lies in Oakland. It's not with the GM, no matter how good of a talent evaluator he is. The power is with Gruden. So when Gruden tries to tell you, hey, man, I just coach the team, it's a lie. But here's the best part. If Mike Mayock absolutely crushes the draft, and he might, and he gets 3 Pro Bowlers, you know Gruden will be shoving him out of the way to take credit for him himself. So it's a win-win situation for Chunk. Blame somebody else for the mistake, take credit for the success. Like Virginia head basketball coach Tony Bennett came on the show the other day and said, coaches get way too much credit when their team wins, way too much blame when their team loses. He's right. But Gruden's like, nah, man, nah. Why would I do that? Only suckers roll like that. I'm going to take all the credit when we win and none of the blame when we lose. Win-win for me, lose-lose for everybody else. That's how I do it. Man, I thought my man was insufferable on TV. He's even worse off it. Tired act.
You have to ask Reggie.
He's gone. I can't ask Reggie.
Khalil Mack didn't want to play here.
Sure he did.
Hindsight, 50-50.
It always is. Here comes Hawk. That was live right there. What's up, Adam? If I were you, I'd wear sleeves. Not for the same reason that James Kelly should wear sleeves. You just got ridiculous ink that you're showing us. This email says, hey, Lakers, I did everything I could to get you a good draft pick. Don't mess it up. Sign Magic. Steven PHX. There are so many original thinking, forward thinking front office types around the NBA. I'm not sure that any of them want to work for the Lakers, but if I were the Lakers, I would try and get them. I would make those phone calls. And then I'd call a guy who's currently not working in the front office in the NBA, David Griffin. I mentioned it yesterday. This guy rebuilt the airplane in Cleveland while it was in the air. At TFP Willie tweets, I can't believe John Gruden messed up the Raiders in just 1 year. Regards, Irv. Here's my thing. I would even listen to the argument that Gruden has them properly positioned. I just don't like that this guy owns nothing at all. And I can't really believe anything he says. This guy's not leading from the front. He's completely disingenuous because you know that's coming. Hey, I just coach. It's a lie. You don't just coach. You make $10 million a year. You have all the power there. You don't just coach. Mayock works for you. We know this. All right, going to the phones, 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to San Diego. Great town. Got a great radio station in San Diego. An FM radio station. The Fan. Ron in San Diego. Hey, Ron, nice to have you. How are you?
JR, it has been a long time, my friend. It is nice to hear your voice. Hey, buddy, I'm coming in here. I want to talk about a lot of things. You know, I could talk about how my favorite team, the K-State Wildcats, lost Bill Snyder. And I actually hear he's using soft butter on his toast instead of hard. I could talk about the Padres, who for the first time in like forever are a legitimate team. They're in sole possession of first place for the first time. And I could talk about how Manny Machado and calling up Tatis has made that team completely better. But, Jimmy, I'm here to talk about and tell you that I am celebrating my 25th anniversary in the jungle. That's right, clones. Some of you guys can live to be over 25 years in the jungle, but let the grandpa of the jungle tell you a couple things. You clones, pull up your hobby horses and your beanbags and listen to grandpa. Hey, just because you think you have a take, you don't. Just because you think you can get on the smack off and get in there, you probably won't. And I can say that because as a proud member of three smack offs, I'm proud to say that on all three of those, yes, I got run. But if you're not trying, you're not in the jungle. So, Jimmy, it is a pleasure. I'm going to pull up a can of Pabst, celebrate my 25 years in the jungle, and I'm going to leave you on this, Jimmy, and I may have to call 911, but good night now.
Ron in San Diego. Nice job, Ron. Happy 25th anniversary to you. All right, so he's been listening 25 years. I want to remind you, in San Diego, we are on a brilliant radio station. 97.3. Crystal clear. FM. Sounds amazing. You're only as good as your lead-in. I've got a kick-ass lead-in, too. My man Dan Cilio holding it down in the mornings. Got the Padres every single night. Man, it could not be any better in San Diego. I love it. Having a great time in San Diego. Great radio station. I've gone down there for several appearances. They treat the show especially well. They support the program. They support me. 97.3 FM in San Diego. It's where the jungle really started. Great to be there. Nice job, Ron. I appreciate you. 1-800-636-8686. I got to get out. Chris Beard is coming up next. You know I'm looking forward to that. Texas Tech head basketball coach, Chris Beard. This segment sponsored by Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for a small business. Separate business from personal. Feel more professional in your customer interactions with the Grasshopper business phone solution. Better small business communication starts with Grasshopper. Try it for free at grasshopper.com. Chris Beard is next.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Big time, big time Friday. Welcome back. I am Jim Rome. I say so because you got the Masters. I had the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, Gabe Kapler, on in hour number one. I had an NFL draft prospect, Deebo Samuel, in studio in hour number two. And now as we move through hour number three, we are joined by the head basketball coach at Texas Tech. Third season with the Red Raiders. National Coach of the Year. Two-time Big 12 Coach of the Year. He led Texas Tech to its first Big 12 regular season title this season. He led the Red Raiders to the championship game and the best season in school history. Good friend of the program, Chris Beard, joins us once again. Chris, it is great to have you back. How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. Glad to be on.
It's good to have you on. So let me start right here. Jared Culver said that you had told them before the Final Four, the plan was work your asses off at the Final Four, but enjoy it as well. Remember, you got to smell the roses. Chris, now that you've had a few days, when you look back on the Final Four, what kind of thoughts, what kind of memories do you have now?
Oh, it's still kind of new, Jim. It still kind of stings, but just getting better every day. But I think above all, man, what a special team. Like, we got back to Lubbock, you know, and the pain of being so close was real. But guys just kind of stay connected, man. Like, guys, the next day we're back in the gym, even our seniors, you know, working on their games, back in the weight room. So I think as time goes on, the thing I'll remember most about this team is our culture. And it really was a team, man. These guys loved each other.
Chris Beard joining us. So let's talk about a few of these guys, like Brandon Francis. He was walking off the court with you, and he said to you, quote, "I'm sorry." Then he turned to the Texas Tech fans. He said the exact same thing. What's that tell you about him and how badly he wanted that for you and for his teammates and for the fans?
Yeah, Brandon was special, man. He's one of my all-time favorites. I think I'll kind of tell that story forever as long as I coach. I mean, to me, that's an ultimate, like, description of accountability. And obviously, you know, we all kind of felt that way. You know, I'm sorry I didn't coach a little bit better. Maybe somehow, some way, figure out a way to score one more point in regulation, we'd be national champs. But I thought Brandon's approach to handling that adversity was kind of the ultimate example of, like, accountability, you know. And so that was special. But, you know, obviously we have so much respect for Virginia, big-time program. Coach Bennett's, like, the definition of class. So, if you have to finish second to somebody, you know, Virginia is the kind of program that you want to be associated with in a game like that.
Texas Tech head coach Chris Beard joining us. You know, Francis, God, I thought the guy was amazing. I thought the guy, his heart in that game, I thought was absolutely amazing, and certainly not just him. But, you know, you just mentioned, Chris, without me bringing it up, you mentioned Tony Bennett, you mentioned Virginia. Right after that game, Chris, I thought you gave one of the most gracious post-game interviews imaginable. Given the situation, knowing all the emotions that you had to be feeling in that moment, how were you able to talk to your team and then to reporters after a game like that, which even you admit still stings right now?
Yeah, it was tough. Probably the toughest locker room I've ever had to be in, because I just felt like we did everything and we deserved to win too. And, you know, I tell the guys all the time, I told them before the Final Four, including the Michigan State game, guys, look, we're not going to lose, man. That's just not going to happen. Now, we might run out of time, but we're not losing. And I thought that's exactly what happened in the Virginia game. I really don't think we lost. I think we just ran out of time. But like I told the guys, you know, the other guys are trying to, and the other guys are doing things the right way, and the other guys deserve victory as well. And I thought Virginia, you know, they beat us. They made some incredible shots down the stretch. They're so poised. The run they made in this year's tournament is obviously worthy of championship, but I don't think that takes anything away from our guys. I thought we were right there.
Chris, one more thing about your guys. I'm trying to figure this out. There was this great photo from your locker room after the game. Francis is holding hands with Matt Mooney and Tariq Owens, comforting them. These are three guys that were not even teammates at this time last year. How are you personally able to develop such strong bonds so quickly? And then how much pride do you have in that taking hold the way it does?
I mean, the ultimate pride, to me, it's like one of the best things I've ever been associated with. And it was real, too, you know. It wasn't fluff, man. Like, you know, sometimes in sports you see the fluff, you know, like team on three, but guys don't really mean it. You know, it's kind of like growing up. I remember going to church camp when I was a kid. Last day of camp, you know, you get on the dock and you stand up and you say what church camp meant to you and all this. And then 2 days later when you get back to reality, all that stuff was fluff. But this wasn't fluff. This was a real team. These guys care about each other. These were real relationships. I mean, I think is one of the best teams, you know, in the history of college basketball in terms of where we started, you know, picked last in our league. Nobody giving us a chance to be even a tournament team. then all of a sudden playing on the last Monday and sending the game to overtime. But it was real. It was real relationships, and really it's the culture now is rolling here at Tech, and we look forward to getting back in the fight, you know, sooner than later.
All right, so talking about that, getting back in the fight, Chris Beard joining us right now. You and I have talked in the past about the fact that you had that huge year last season, and then you lost six of your leading scorers, including an All-American and a first-round pick, and then you come right back and you have an even better year. You're going to have talent, or you're going to lose talent after this season, but I know you're not looking to take a step back. So what's the approach? How do you attack next season?
Yeah, just day to day. You know, yesterday the recruiting period started at noon, and all of our recruiting coaches, including myself, were out. And you know, this is what I enjoy, kind of putting the team together. You and I talked before. I'm not really a big technology guy. I just got an old spiral, and I got a highlighter and a pencil and a pen. And I really don't have an iPad or nothing. I wish I had one of those Big Chief tablets. You remember the Big Chief tablet?
The Big Chief tablet. Let me think. No, which?
Yeah, when I was in elementary school, man, we had the Big Chief tablet. It, like, swung up, like, vertically instead of, like, horizontally. But anyway, sorry, random moment there.
Anybody
out there listening still has a Big Chief tablet, please send it to Lubbock, Texas. but back to what I enjoy is just kind of putting the team together. So, you know, yesterday I kind of closed the spiral for the Final Four team, and we opened up the new spiral, and it starts by looking at the returning players, what we can do to get them better, and then certainly recruiting this spring. We got to get some things done and getting the guys back in the weight room. And so the pain of being so close, you know, will eventually kind of disappear with the hope and the optimism of putting this next year's team together.
We're talking to Chris Beard. Send a Big Chief tablet. In fact, I'm looking at one right now, man, on Amazon.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah, I got one, my man. I think probably you could afford one of those. You're doing pretty well right now.
Yeah.
This one costs $4.95. I'm looking at that. You keep your stuff in peachy folders too? You got that spiral? I love that.
Yeah, I've always
liked a trapper
spiral,
keeper.
Man.
You got one of those?
I remember it too. You know the spirals where the papers kind of tear off? To me, that's not a spiral, man. Like, if you want the loose leaf paper, just get the loose leaf paper. If you're going to get the spiral, get the spiral.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly right. Chris Beard joining us. Exactly. You know, you're talking about how you're not about this, you're not about that. You and I are talking about, well, we are about the sweets, you know, like Lucky Charms. Except, my man, you sacrificed quite a bit over the course of the season, including ice cream, candy, cake, and beer. Maybe the four best things in the world, and you put all of them aside during the season. What was the thinking behind that?
Just sacrifice, you know. We'd studied LeBron James. They say he gives up social media during the playoffs. And Tom Brady, who's supposed to be kind of a guy that enjoys a cold beer from time to time, gives it up during the season. And at our team retreat this year with our team, we just said, hey, let's make some sacrifices this year. So, you know, like the common sacrifice with the players that I didn't think was that big a deal until I kind of understood it more. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, they're like addicted to Netflix and stuff, watching all this TV late at night. So, a lot of our players, including our seniors, said, hey, no Netflix after 9 p.m. Some of our coaches, hey, no fried food and stuff like that. But just the idea of being disciplined and making a sacrifice during the run. So I will say this, man, as much as it hurt when that buzzer went off and Virginia beat us, I was connected with a beer and some salted caramel ice cream pretty quick.
Oh, my man, how'd that taste? I mean, I understand it hurt, but how did that taste?
Unbelievable.
So, Chris, if you deny yourself that whole time and you finally run into a cold one, what kind of beer?
You know, I think it was just what was at the hotel. I think it was just a silver bullet. The mountains were blue. but I'm looking forward to getting into some IPAs here in the next couple of days.
Okay, how about that? What kind of IPAs are you looking at? I'm kind of late to that game, but I want to hear from you. What kind of IPAs are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm all over the place, but I really like fresh squeezed. And there's one that's out of Dallas, Texas called Deep Elm that's really good, too.
I like it. All right, so you're going to take any trips at all? You can afford yourself any time, or are you right back itching to get back in that fight and back on the grind?
Nah, we're back at it now. April, big recruiting. We'll get our guys graduated and set up in May, but probably late May we'll have some time to kind of reconnect with the rest of the world out there and hopefully get away for a couple of days in late May.
Good. Listen, I know you're going to get right back at it. I thought, Chris, honestly, I thought it was a legendary run. I thought it was a legendary season. I thought it was a legendary tournament. I thought it was a legendary championship game, and I agree. We talk about this in horse racing. You guys ran a winning race. You don't always win. You ran a winning race and came up just short, but I appreciate you. I thought it was absolutely amazing and really good to have you back on the show to talk about it. I know we'll do it again soon.
Thank you very much, Jim, for your kind words.
My man, Chris Beard, unbelievable coach, who's done an absolutely incredible job at Texas Tech. And I appreciate his thoughts. I got to admit, I did not know what the Big Chief tablet was. I've never seen one of those things. But I have now. Like he said, if there's anybody who's got a Big Chief tablet, send it to Lubbock. He's still working with the spirals. These things are great. There's a lot of them on Amazon, Coach. You're covered. In fact, I bet you're going to show up to your office and there's going to be a lot of Big Chief tablets there. He said it's just all about sacrifice. We did our research and we find out during the season that LeBron gives up social. Tom Brady likes a cold one. He gives up beer. So I gave up these things. And I asked the players to make sacrifices. And they gave up things like Netflix after 9. He said, as painful as it was to hear that final buzzer, I found some caramel ice cream and a beer. Silver bullets. He said, Coors Light, the mountains were blue. I had what they had at the hotel, but I'll probably find an IPA. One of my favorites. All right, so my thanks to Chris Beard. Thanks for making good on that, Chris. Have a great offseason. Talk to you again soon. When we return, one last segment to wrap the week. Alvey's week that was. I know it's going to be just a killer 4 minutes. How about the rest of you? Anybody step up and make it better. It's not too late. It's never too late. Also, I said that I would go off the board, and I might. Mike, the situation, has got a new friend in the can. You are who you roll with. Remember that. Let's get to a sports update. Alvey's week that was coming up momentarily. There's one thing you can bank on this show every single week is that Alvin will destroy it at the end of the week. Alvin can take a week that was an ordinary week or an average week on this show and make it seem like the best week ever. And I don't even know how he does it. That's coming up. First things first, the ATP, the Ask the Pros, which is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Jim, when you decided to hire Flight Deck, did you realize he was the mastermind that he is? Or did you just look at the size of his dome and make that assumption? All right, listen, never judge a book by its cover. But when a guy like that walks through the door and has trouble getting through the door, I naturally assume that he's smart as hell. There's no way he could have a head that big and not be brilliant. And my man is. James Kelly is freaking smart, man. And not sneaky smart. Like, punch you in the face smart.
That's right.
Like, he just says stuff that, like, damn. I can't even believe it. James Kelly is irreplaceable. James Kelly has one of the best personalities ever. This guy walks in the door. It's like a holiday every Friday. We're like, hell yeah, Flight Deck's here. So, to answer the question, no, I did not necessarily know that he was the mastermind that he is when I first hired him. And yes, I looked at the size of his head, and it seemed abnormally large. Like one of those Macy Day Parade or Macy Parade floats, Thanksgiving Day Parade, Macy Parade floats. You know those gigantic heads that are floating down in Manhattan? He's like one of those dudes, except real and smart as hell.
Omaha!
Smart as hell, man, on the NFL, on MMA, college basketball, thoroughbred racing. No, dude, he's like the smartest guy in the city. And everybody loves him. He's like a model employee, yo. And the thing is, like, part of me is like, God, dude, it'd be kind of nice if he actually came in every day. And then I think to myself, I'm lucky to have the guy even one day a week. Like, he lets me know what days he wants to come in. He's the flight deck. The only other guy that I have that's anywhere near like that is the guy responsible for the week that was. Alvin DeLauro, a guy who won a state championship as a point guard in high school and now has transitioned to do things like this. Yeah. What's going on? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. Normally reserved for a Friday deck of yeah, but I'm coming off a week off, so you know I'm going to fire up this Monday and do it. Welcome to the show. You know, sometimes we need to do that, clones. I need a week off of you. You need a week off of me. We appreciate each other so much more when I come back, and that's how it feels right now. Yeah! Auburn got jogged on that missed double dribble, but that's not why they lost that game. Yes, you ran your eyeballs out. You just didn't win. That happens sometimes, and it sucks because it took all of that for Virginia to win. Now they face Texas Tech. Head coach Buzz Williams at Texas A&M.
You know what I am? I'm a junior college manager, miscast as the head coach of Texas A&M. Still know how to mop the floor. I don't look at myself as a head coach at all.
And now Puig.
My man was taking on all of Western Pennsylvania.
Erie, Altoona, Moon Township.
Step to me or get your ass kicked.
This is not going to end well for anybody out there.
I disagree with that take. It ended pretty well for me. Pete Thamel is our guest.
You go after John Calipari and you offer him less money to go to an inferior job, probably not going to work. I got the laugh track started.
It was either a carry bomb or someone took a really large dump.
Sorry about that. We hope to get him back.
Why? So he could finish telling you that it was a large dump?
No, get rid of it.
I did not go parasailing with Hanley Ramirez, smartasses. It was Adrian Gonzalez and his family and Mauricio Oberfeld and Sharon's parents and my family. I did not go ATVing with Carl Crawford. Jerry Stackhouse.
I'm great, Rome, man. How you doing?
How does it feel to add head coach to that resume?
Man, it feels awesome, man. I'm so excited. Kind of put an imprint on this team.
The Virginia Cavaliers!
Everybody wearing Cavaliers gear is an assassin. And remember that rap that Tony Bennett is a nice guy and a good coach, but his style does not work in the tournament. Turns out his style does work in the tournament. Tony Bennett is my guest. Tony, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well and maybe even better than well right now.
It's lit!
But when it comes to playing quarterback, John just isn't that good.
You're not that good!
The only thing that he's worse at right now than football is life. Reminds me of that time that we changed the name of my TV show from Rome is Burning to Jim Rome is Burning. That changed everything.
Burning.
Thank you. We're talking to Greg Berhalter. It seemed to have a bit of Manchester City influence in the way the right fullback joins the midfield when you have possession. Is that perception correct?
What we're trying to do is take advantage of our positions on the field to unbalance the opponent.
Why do we always give up the goal at the last minute?
You're not going to have questions like that under Greg Berhalter. New freaking era. We're coming for you, Ghana. We're coming for you, Chile.
Email.
Just like I'm not going to say to the guy, what's the best way to bag up urine before you throw it at somebody? That's the kind of crap that I would have done in my mid-20s.
So today, I'm going to step down.
See, if Magic wanted to be president of the Lakers, he just didn't want to do the work that came along with it. When the going gets tough, the tough quit. The man in the arena quit. Winners never quit, but Magic just did.
That was tragic.
The Stanley Cup playoffs.
There is a storm coming. The Lightning are winning the Cup. Yes, I said it. My man John Cooper is the coach to get it done. The Lightning bringing the Stanley Cup back to Tampa. Write it down. It's Thursday all day. But the Masters does not start until the back nine on Sunday. Let us dive in. Let's do this right. Why don't we start with the defending champ, Patrick Reed. We are joined by Rex Hoggard.
Jim, it is Christmas in April.
Hey, Rex.
Are you ready for the real Masters preview from the real Rex?
Eric Musselman, what's it like to say goodbye to your guys at Nevada?
It's really difficult. Hopefully, you know, all the guys at Nevada now feel good that they have a coach that's really, really respected.
Either you work for bad people or you're a bad guy if you're getting fired on New Year's Eve.
10!
Why is
9,
Dan Guerrero calling me?
8, 7!
Six, hey, Dan, what's up? Just watching 5, the ball drop. 4, you're fired, Steve. Wait, what?
Happy New Year!
Israel Adesanya joining us.
Israel that came into the UFC 2-1 back in February last year.
Yeah, he doesn't know as much of me right now.
It's obvious that the night I spent with y'all's mamas was truly unforgettable.
Debo.
Bro, you got to trust me on this one. Like, I'm about to go out here and light it up, and then we're going to raise my draft stock a little bit.
Just because you think you have a take, you don't. Just because you think you can get on the smack off and get in there, you probably won't.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Keep my name
Hashtag
out your mouth.
Bama.
Quit asking.
Chris Beard.
I will say this, man. As much as it hurt when that buzzer went off and Virginia beat us, I was connected with a beer and sought the caramel ice cream pretty quick.
What kind of beer?
The Silver Bullet. The mountains were blue.
Hit him in the face.
Right in my face.
Choke me.
I'm going to beat this son of a bitch.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part today, Rome. Got there. It's for lovers.
It smells of B.O.
Man, I appreciate you, Rome.
You gotta be kidding me.
Another 5 weeks gets cranked up. No thanks.
He'll be fine. He's a hockey player.
Remember the Big Chief tablet?
To all the greatest. Well, you're fired.
Good night now.
That's ending with a flourish. I almost want to hear the last 40 seconds of that again. That was so good, Alvin. Give me the last 40 again. I love the way that thing ended. When Chris Beard said, I had salted caramel ice cream and a beer. Generally, I try to separate the two, although one leads to the other. I normally am more likely to smash dessert if I've had an adult beverage or two, but I generally try to decide between the two. I mean, not to talk out of both sides of my mouth, but I'll make the choice, nightcap or dessert, but I don't do them side by side. Did that buy you enough time, Alvin?
Bro, you got to trust me on this one. Like, I'm about to go out here and light it up, and then we're going to raise my draft stock a little bit.
Just because you think you have a take, you don't. Just because you think you can get on the
Tell
smack
him, Ron.
And get in there, you probably won't.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Keep my name
Hashtag
out your mouth.
Bama.
Quit asking.
Chris Beard.
I will say this, man. As much as it hurt when that buzzer went off and Virginia beat us, I was connected with a beer and sought the caramel ice cream pretty quick.
What kind of beer?
The Silver Bullet. The mountains were blue.
Hit him in the face.
Right in my face.
Choke me.
I'm going to beat this son of a bitch.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part today, Rome. Got there. It's for lovers.
It smells of B.O.
Man, I appreciate you, Rome.
You gotta be kidding me.
Another 5 weeks get cranked up. No thanks.
He'll be fine. He's a hockey player.
Remember the Big Chief tablet?
To all the greatest. Well, you're fired.
Good night now.
That is funny. Nothing's funnier, though, than Scotty Farrell jumping in there with, you gotta be kidding me. Scotty's the best. All right, that's about going to wrap this thing. I did not get to my take off the board on the situation, being in prison for not paying his taxes.
Oh, hey, what are you going to do?
I didn't want to pay. Oh, they found out.
Oh, hey, what are you going
to
do?
I got sent to the can. Oh, hey, oh. I gave it a shot. My thanks to Gabe Kapler, Philadelphia Phillies manager. We had him back in hour number one. Huge call today, sponsored by Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Separate your business from your personal. Feel more professional in your customer interactions with the Grasshopper business phone solution. Better small business communication starts with Grasshopper. Try it for free at grasshopper.com. My thanks to Gabe Kapler, Debo Samuel, Chris Beard, and you clones. You have yourselves an amazing weekend. Thank you very much for listening. I'm right back here on Monday. Let's get some. See you then.